Today's daf is Shabbos daf pei tes. We continue the Agadah to about Kabbalah Satorah. The Gemara tells us Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, and the Malachi Asharis are shocked. What's a human being doing up here? So Hashem says, like, he came to get the Torah, and the Malachim can't believe it. What do you mean you're giving the Torah to a human being? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, grab onto the Kisei HaKavod, Hachzer Lehen Tshuva. You grab onto the Kisei HaKavod, you'll be protected. You don't have to worry about the Hevel Shebepiyam that's going to burn you. And Moshe Rabbeinu responds by going through most of the Asaras Adibros and saying, this one isn't Nogea to you, and that one's not Nogea to you. You don't have a father or mother. You don't have to worry about doing work, so you don't have a Shabbos. And on, he goes through all the Asaras Adibros and says, it's not Nogea to the Malachim. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu is able to wrestle the Torah away from the Malachim. The Gemara goes on to tell us that the Satan went around up in Shemayim looking for the Torah after Kabbalah Satorah, and he said, where did the Torah go? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it's not here anymore. So the Satan goes to look where he checks the Aretz, he checks the Tahom, and he checks the Yam, and everyone says it's not with us. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, maybe you should check Ben Amram. Go see if Moshe Rabbeinu, what he has to say about it. So the Satan says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have the Torah? And he says, V'chima anish, and asunli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah? Why would Hashem give me the Torah? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, what's going on? Moshe, badai yata. You're a liar. You know that you got the Torah. Why are you lying? So he says, no, I'm not lying. I just don't want to. Ani achzik tova liatzmi. I'm going to be machzik tova for myself. I'm going to take credit for getting the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ah, such an anav. That's why we call the Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. That it's referred to as the Torah of Moshe. The Gemara goes on to tell us that Boshesh Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed in coming back. So it says, Al tikri Boshesh, Ela Boushesh. Don't read it as Boshesh, just stam delayed, but Boushesh, that the sixth hour of the day already passed, and that's what caused people to give up on him, because when he went up, he told them he's going to come back in 40 days, B'tchilas Sheisha Niba, I'm going to come at the beginning of the sixth hour. But the Satan came and was ma'arvi v'sa'olam. He managed to confuse everybody, and still they didn't want to believe him that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming back until the Satan showed them the mita of Moshe Rabbeinu, an image of the mita of Moshe Rabbeinu, as if Moshe Rabbeinu had died. And that's the pasuk ki zeh Moshe ha'ish. Zeh is to be able to point to something with clarity, that they saw this vision and they were convinced that Moshe Rabbeinu was not coming back. And then the Gemara discusses the name Har Sinai in general, tries to figure out why is it called Har Sinai of all the names. So he said it's not because of a nace that happened, because then it would be Har Nes, not Har Sinai. The letters would be in the other order, and it can't just be a Simin, because then it's Simnai, not Sinai. So the Gemara says actually this mountain had five different names. One of them is Sinai because Sheyarda Sina LaAkumalav, that the Sina came down to the Ovdei Kochavim because of this mountain, because anyone who rejects the Torah is now considered to be hated. Then the Gemara tells us that going back to the Mishnah asked, how do I know that they tie a red string to the Seal HaZazel? So it quotes the Pasuk that if Miuchatechem Kashanim Kashel Galbinu. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Kashanim? It should be Kashani. So it says, if Miuchatechem Kashanim Halalu Shesduros Ubos Mishesh Mebreshes V'Adachsh of Kashel Galbinu. If a person's Averos are organized, like years that come, one right after another, then they're going to get a Kaparu, will be Kashel Galbinu, it will turn white like snow, whatever that means. The Gemara goes on to tell us that in our greatest times of need, we can't necessarily turn to our avos to stand up for us. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov were each told about terrible things that are going to happen to Klal Yisrael, and none of them bothered to be mevakish rachamim for us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for us to realize that we can only turn to him, we can't turn to anybody else. And then the daf concludes, at least up until the Mishnah, by telling us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Klal Yisrael, he went to consult with the various avos to see what they suggested, and Avram and Yaakov both said Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha, wipe them all out for the Kiddush Hashem. But it was only Yitzchak who said, well, wait a second, how much, first of all, they're not just my children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're your children also. Second of all, how much sins could they have already done? They had 20 years, don't even count, so there are 50 years left in a person's lifespan. 25 of those are spent sleeping, another 12 and a half of those are spent eating and davening and going to the bathroom, so it's 12 and a half years Sacha Kol where they're doing Averos. I'll take half on my shoulders, you take half on your shoulders, unless you want to be generous, I won't mind if you take them all, Yitzchak says, but at the very least, we'll split it, and that way, Yitzchak was able to save Klal Yisrael, and we all wanted to thank Yitzchak, and Yitzchak says, no, don't look at me, you have to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and give all your thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then tomorrow, we'll pick up from the Mishnah on the bottom, take that 7 base. Oh, yeah.